Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, everybody. Just calling in to tell my story. When I was around 5 or 6 years old, I was living down in a little town in Mexico. I really don't remember the name of it, but my mother used to work in a bridal shop. And the way the stores were set up, they were consecutive to each other. So if you wanted to go to the next store, all we had to do was just get out of the building and walk right next door. Well, there was this one occasion where I wanted to go use the bathroom. And since our store didn't have a bathroom, but the next door neighbor did, he let us use his bathroom. And I remember that day, it was my mother, me, and the neighbor's wife who took me down to the bathroom because we were new to the location. So I was in there for maybe not even 5-10 minutes. When I was in the stall, the door bursted open like somebody had kicked it. And, you know, I was scared. I didn't know what had happened. You know, I didn't open the door. I didn't kick it. It was just like a gust of wind bursting it open. And I remember this white, I mean, extremely, like, I can't even explain it, but it was a bright white light. And there was this little girl standing in the white light. She had old Victorian clothing, all dressed in white, blonde hair, blue eyes. She was pale, pale skinned, kind of like Caucasian looking, I guess you could say. And she kept motioning me, to come here, to go towards her. And every time she would open her mouth to, I guess, sort of speak, all I could hear were murmurs going around the room and in my ear. I couldn't understand, obviously, what she was saying with her voice. But with her index finger, she kept motioning me to go towards her, to walk towards her. Like I mentioned a couple seconds ago, it was so detailed that I still remember how she looked like and what she was wearing. I can even recall her eye color, too, which is like a blue eye color. So we're thinking that maybe she was from around the 1800s or before the Revolutionary War in Mexico, or however you want to call it. We figured out a couple days after that she may have passed away there, because it used to be a place where people from all kinds of, like, ranch-style land would come and sell their products, or they were coming from other different towns and staying overnight before reaching their final destination. And I think when a plague hit, it killed a lot of people, so... But we can't explain that white, bright light. we can't explain why she would appear to me underneath the bathroom sink. And when I screamed that there was a little girl in the bathroom, and my mom and the guy's wife came rushing in, nobody could see her but me. And the lights started flickering on and off where it was in my stall, and I completely freaked my mother out. And she just, like, picked me up. And she's like, you know what? We've got to get out of here. It's like, this does not look good. It's like, I can't see the little girl. I don't know what she's trying to say or argue, because I was crying really bad. And so once she figured all that stuff out, we think that she may have died in there. When before the settings were constructed, the little doors, the individual doors. After that, we never saw her again, hopefully. And it was a great thing that we never saw her again. But till this day, after seeing that, it certainly did make me, I guess you could say, more open. Because now that I'm like 22 years old, I was working at a job at night by myself. And I saw her again. But this time, she came to me in a different way. But she never appeared as a little girl anymore. She was some, like, different kind of being. I can't explain it. But I guess we were lucky in a way that we didn't get to see her again as a human. At least, you know, until I reached my job. But it was completely hectic. She would throw stuff around. I would hear my name being called. She attacked my brother once when I brought him into work. She started taking the tricycle that they had for the pulley cart and rammed it into his ankle and cut open his leg. So I don't know if she had attached herself to me and only became active after I started working across the graveyard by myself. And I would like to hear some opinions, and if you guys got questions, bye-bye. I love you guys.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.